Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout My Trip. My name is Myra and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all of those joining in this no-nonsense podcast about road tripping in India and beyond. Each episode will exclusively delve deep into destinations, on and off the highway, hidden gems, automotive news, road tripping people, and how to road trip smartly. Come, let's mark and embark on a road trip. Today, we're going to be talking about five famous wildlife sanctuaries in India. The top wildlife sanctuaries in India have a magnificent appeal, which is a major tourist attraction. The diverse and rich wildlife is worth exploring. Watching the wild animals in their natural habitat is a thrilling experience for tourists, adventure freaks, and nature lovers. These different wildlife sanctuaries have conserved the wildlife successfully, and they are spectacular to witness the beauty of dense forest as well as flora and fauna. To experience the exquisite wildlife in India, the following sanctuaries are the best places to travel to. Kaziranga National Park in Assam. The Kaziranga National Park in Assam is famous across the world for conserving the most endangered species of wild animals. The sanctuary was declared as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the year 1985 and is located in the Golaghat and Nagaon district of Assam. You will find one-horned rhinos and elephants in the land of Kaziranga. The sanctuary is well known for supporting the survival and unique growth of diverse wildlife. In 2006, the sanctuary was also declared as a tiger reserve, so you would be able to spot tigers in this region quite easily. The other major wildlife attractions are swamp deer, wild water buffalo, Indian gaur, leopard, golden jackal, Assamese macaw, and a lot more. The tropical wet evergreen forest looks dense and beautiful. The best season to visit is from 1st November to 30th April. The park is closed during the monsoons for safety reasons because it is situated in the Brahmaputra floodplains, so the water level affects the region and wildlife, making it difficult for the tourists to visit the sanctuary. Bandhavgarh National Park in Madhya Pradesh. Located in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh, this national park is an attractive place for enjoying the lush greenery of the forest region and various wildlife species. The organized safari opportunities offer an incredible experience to the visitors for taking a closer look at these splendid creatures, which include Royal Bengal tigers, white tigers, grey mongoose, sloths, nilgai, chinkara, gaur, deer, leopards, and so much more. The topography is as exhilarating as the wildlife. Following the guide, staying quiet, and not making any rapid movements is the key to an enjoyable safari. For more adventure, you can even take an elephant safari instead of a jeep safari. As soon as the tiger is spotted, the elephant will take you to it. It is an utmost thrill to take a closer look at these wild creatures. But don't worry, because the tigers here are used to the tourists around them, so your presence won't annoy the tigers. The best time to visit is from March to May. Corbett National Park, Uttarakhand. Situated at the foothills of the Himalayan belt, the Jim Corbett National Park attracts many tourists and wildlife enthusiasts. It was established in the year 1936, and one can enjoy night stays here apart from the day and night jeep safaris. It is the oldest national park in India to protect the Bengal tigers. The park was earlier named as the Ram Ganga National Park, but later, the name was changed to Jim Corbett National Park in 1956. He played a major role in the establishment of this park. It is among the most renowned and well-managed wildlife sanctuaries in India and covers an area of 521 square kilometers. This park is an ideal place for adventure lovers, bird watchers, and nature enthusiasts. One can find more than 488 plant species along with a large variety of wildlife, which includes king cobra, nilgai, wild boar, gharial, flying fox, and a lot more. The park attracts thousands of visitors every year, and there are four different gates for four different zones in the park. Apart from the captivating wildlife, the beauty and wilderness of this park stand out completely. The best time to visit this park is different for different zones. For the Bijrani zone, it is from 1st October to 30th June. The Sona Nadi zone is open to visitors throughout the year, and the last two are open from 15th November to 15th June. Ranthambore National Park, Rajasthan. The large, appealing site of Ranthambore National Park in Rajasthan is simply majestic, as the stunning combination of nature and wildlife attracts tourists from different parts of the world. It is one of the most interesting wildlife sanctuaries in India, and it is surrounded by the Banas and Chambal River. The best place to view the animals here is from the Vindhya and Aravali Hill Junction. The park covers an area of 400 square kilometers. Different water bodies located in this park, along with a unique mix of nature, wildlife, and history, is highly engaging for all visitors. The park was established in 1980 with a focus to protect endangered tigers. The tigers roam between the tall grassland and dense forests, and it makes for an enthralling view. The 3.5-hour canter or jeep safari is wonderful for capturing different sites of the jungle. If you are lucky, you may spot a tiger, but there are good chances to spot leopards as well near the Three Lakes. The best time to visit is from October to June. Sundarbans National Park, West Bengal. The Sundarbans National Park in West Bengal is one of the biggest mangrove forests in the world, also known as the Biosphere and Tiger Reserve, that offers exotic views of nature and wildlife. It is one of the most famous wildlife sanctuaries in India. Along with a large population of Bengal tigers, you will also see a variety of reptiles, including the saltwater crocodile and many diverse species of birds. The estimated population of tigers in this national park is 400. The natural and silent beauty of the jungle is truly appealing. Some of the major attractions of the sanctuary are endangered species like Olive Ridley sea turtles and king crabs, which are found in the bioreserve. Siberian ducks are another interesting attraction here. You will also see many other animals like giant lizards, wild boars, crocodiles, and jungle fowl. Yet another interesting attraction here are the 64 and counting varieties of mangroves. There are several watchtowers for animal and plant views, along with boat safaris. The best time to visit is from September to March. A visit to these wonderful wildlife sanctuaries is a great idea for complete relaxation on your holiday, thanks to these places that have been able to keep our natural environment intact. Taking a break from a hectic life and immersing ourselves in the lap of nature is a complete escape from city life. So plan a trip to these massive jungles and sanctuaries for a stress-free and pollution-free environment. Well, folks, that's all for today. You can find our blog link in the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this topic. If you like this podcast, do share, rate, and subscribe to us if you haven't already on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your daily dose of podcasts. Your rating of our podcast will help us go a long way. Until next time, may the force be with you.